this is the children's sermon, which is a little different this morning. But what we're going to do at the end of it, instead of having you come up, which it wouldn't bother me, but we're going to do the right thing and not do that today. At the end, we're going to have some people pass out your goodie bag. We've had a great accumulation of goodies over the last couple of month and a half of not having children's sermon. But I wanted to think about how I could talk to you about Mother's Day. So I thought the best way for me to talk to you about Mother's Day is to talk about my mother. I brought a picture. It's an old picture, black and white picture. And it's a picture of me and my mom on Easter Sunday. I'm dressed up, got a basket, getting ready to go to church. And when I thought about Mother's Day, I had to say this. My mother, her name's Yvonne Ashburn, is one of the reasons I'm standing here this morning talking to you about Jesus Christ is because my mother raised me from the time I was very little. As soon as the doctor said I could go to church, I went to church. And she raised me that way my entire life. And when I think about how you can say thank you to your mother on Mother's Day, there are several ways. You can make a gift. We still have many of the gifts that my kids made for Julie when they were little, and they are just treasures to us. Sometimes they're bookmarks, sometimes it was flowers, but they were all very, very meaningful to us, and Father's Day was the same way. But kids, I want to tell you about the greatest way you can thank your mom on Mother's Day, and you can actually do it every single day. There's a Bible verse in Colossians 3:20 that says this. Are you listening? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. One of the best ways, kids, you can honor your mom and do it year-round is to do what she says. That sounds crazy, but that makes moms happy. When you say things like, thank you, when you do what they ask you to do without griping and complaining, that's a gift. That's a beautiful gift. But I want to talk to you about a better gift. You see, my mom raised me going to church and telling me about Jesus Christ. And when I was in about the fourth grade in Vacation Bible School, I placed my faith in Jesus. And at that moment, Jesus saved me. And I was a shy kid, and I was supposed to be baptized, within a week or two. And I somehow worked my way into not being baptized for 3 years. And finally, my mom, during that period of time, she would say to me, why are you not being baptized? And it bothered me because I didn't really have a good answer. I was shy. I didn't want to go open that baptistry. And I had all these weird ideas of what that meant. But she continually, for 3 years, would ask me, son, why have you not been baptized? You say that you trust Jesus, but you've never been baptized. And so finally, when I was in the seventh grade, due to my mom encouraging me and reminding me of the need to do that and why to do it, not to be saved, but she wanted me to do it because that's what the Bible teaches. It's obedience. I finally was baptized. And I couldn't believe I waited 3 years to do it. But there's a great thing for parents, and it's 3 John verse 4. You don't hear this very much, but here's what I want to read to you that makes a parent happier than anything else. The Apostle John wrote, I have no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in the truth. Listen, you can make straight A's, and that's important, or making the best grades you can make, that's important. You can obey your mom, and that's important. But ultimately, the best thing for a parent is when their kid places their faith in Christ and begins to live for Him. I know I'm a parent. Nothing gives me greater joy than to see my kids follow the Lord in the right way. So I challenge you, I hope and pray that you will do just that. Number one, obey your mom. You know, you can give her a gift too. But obey her. And then second, think about spiritual things. Because nothing makes a mom happier than when her kids follow the Lord. So that's my challenge to you. And I'm going to have Sheila and some other people are going to be passing out your bags. But I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. And we're going to also pass the offering. If you don't have anything to give, this is not about pressure. We just thought we'd do church like we always do it. So there also will be some people coming around with buckets. And if you have your gift, you can put it in there. But let's pray, and then we're going to take the offering. Father, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they'd understand the greatest gift that they can give to their parents is the gift of obedience, but ultimately following you. And so, Father, some of these kids are too young, but they're thinking about it. Some of these have already made that decision. Help them to do better than me, than to wait 3 years to get baptized. That really wasn't your plan. But I thank you that my mom continued to encourage me and remind me of what the Bible says. Father, I miss these kids, and I look forward to what we're going to do in the future with them. But I thank you for them. It's so good to see them. Lord, as we take the offering, help us to give because we love you and no other reason. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen.